listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The state government is making two announcements today aimed at reducing crime. More than $13 million will go towards supporting and expanding the youth co-responder teams, which currently operate in 13 regions, including Mackay. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick says they're also announcing additional cash to make the Queensland Police Service's Youth Crime Task Force permanent.
There's been a reduction in crime in Queensland over the last 12 months, but we want to keep that going. That's why we're funding our youth co-responder teams and our crime task force. We want to be tough on crime and tough on the causes of crime.
And in more crime news, two men and a teenage boy are due in court, charged after allegedly fleeing the scene of a stolen car crash in Mackay. Police say a Nissan Navara was taken from Mount Pleasant on Sunday and was involved in a crash in Andergrove yesterday morning. The trio, aged 22, 20 and 17, allegedly fled the scene on foot before police caught up with them. The 22-year-old also reportedly resisted arrest and kicked one officer as well as headbutting another. And the Supermarket Pricing Select Committee's tour of regional Queensland continues today. Its goal is to understand and address problems around the price at the checkout. Agronomist Judy Plath made a submission yesterday and says our farmers are being bullied by the big two supermarkets.
Instead of just taking a profit reduction themselves, they force the farmer or the processor to take a lower price. So the supermarket maintains their profit margin, but the farmer or processor ends up getting less dollars in their pocket for their product.
Taking a look at local sport, the Foley Shield returns next weekend with our Mackay side looking strong. Coach Tom Heggie says there's a good mix of young and experienced players.
So we're really excited about playing in front of our home crowd in a couple of weeks' time. So, mate, the squad's in good shape.